Get ready to immerse yourself in a world of vision, inspiration, belonging, and empowerment. Brought to you by Naturals To Go, the Vibecast is your gateway to realizing your entrepreneurial dreams. In each episode, we're here to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit, offering you the tools and insights you need to turn your dreams into reality. We're all about fostering a powerful vision, sparking inspiration, nurturing a sense of belonging, and providing the empowerment you need to thrive. So sit back, relax, and get ready to dive into the vibe. It's time to take your entrepreneurial journey to the next level. Thank you for joining us, and let's start living the vibe.
Hey folks, welcome to Vibecast, sponsored by Naturals To Go Healthy Vending. My name is Linda Ballesteros, and I am your host today. Today, we're going to be talking about something just a little bit different. I love to give you great information. Recently read an article. The title of the article was Video Creates Connections with Customers. So the article went on to say, if you want to stir people's emotions, convey authenticity, and build trust in your brand, there is no better tool than video. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today with Trevor Rapley. Trevor is CEO and storyteller of Franchise Filming, which is a national video marketing firm. Trevor, thanks so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate it. I can't wait to hear your insight.
Yes, Linda, thank you for having me on. And it's great to see you at all the franchise shows. And it was great to hang out in Florida. So thank you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Trevor, I know you started in filming when you were very young. Tell me a little bit about the history of you getting into filming.
So when I was 13, it was 2003. All right. And remember those VHS camcorders that were the big shoulder cams?
Oh yeah.
My mom and dad had one, and they would film everything, and the good moments, the bad moments, and the yelling moments, the crying moments. And that's when I ultimately fell in love with capturing moments. Didn't really do well in school, but something about video and just seeing through the lens was just how I fell in love with it. I've never had another job. I've only ever filmed. So it's really, really fun. That's how I got into it back when I was 13.
Yeah, wow. And I definitely do remember those cameras that sat on the shoulder. Mm-hmm. And of course, we all had to have those VHS players as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, when you were building your business, what was it that you saw that filming, capturing those moments, what was it about that that made a difference for you, but made a difference for the person that you were actually filming as well?
Yeah. So what made that emotion so, and sorry, if you could ask that question again, my internet totally cut out and I was trying to save that. So if you could go back and ask that. Yeah.
So Trevor, what was it about that time when you were young, you were 13 and you were carrying that video camera on your shoulder? What was it about that you saw made a difference, not just in your life by seeing that moment, but it made a difference in the person's life that you captured that moment for them?
So, you know, my business sense came to life when I figured out a way to charge $11 a DVD when people were converting. People couldn't figure out how to watch their VHS when DVD came out, right? And if you didn't have a DVD and VHS combo player, I haven't said those words in one sentence in a long time, you didn't know how to watch it. So people just ended up storing those VHS players in boxes and or those VHS tapes in boxes and not being able to watch them. So it was really cool to be able to really get a personal look into these families' lives, like other families' lives that let me see their home videos. Mm-hmm. And just knowing that I was giving them the ability to relive those moments for like forever, right, is something that is really, really cool. I mean, just being able, and more importantly, making it easy for them to watch them, mm-hmm. right? that's when my business sense also came to life and adding a menu. They're like, a menu? I don't have to fast forward. I'm like, nope, I made a menu. You can actually go to chapter 7 when Tommy walked for the first time. They're like, that's the coolest thing ever. Right. So solving the problem, but also making it easy for them to relive those moments. And I found out some of the best moments were actually those unplanned moments. Mm. It was, you can't plan when a baby's going to walk the first time. Right. So being able to tell them, hey, at minute 25, disc DVD 7, mark that, because that's when your baby walked first. Right. So.
Yeah. And, you know, Trevor, for you to see that and to help those families not just capture and be able to relive the weddings and the first time the babies walked and everything, but they're able to pass that down in a way that the way we used to pass down those photo albums.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have those photo albums, but these DVDs, you've been able to capture that for them so that they can pass that down to generations as well. That has to feel good.
It is. It's honestly really cool when I see neighbors, when I go back to my hometown, they're like, I still have your DVDs. And I'm like, and I saw a picture of them. It's like handwritten as a 12-year-old. Rapley memories number, it's, but I just did it, right?
Yeah. And so at what point, Trevor, did you say, you know, businesses could use this, you know, I could actually help a business get their message out there? When did that business side of yourself kick in and see that there was a need for that?
So I'm a big advocate that businesses have to be built out of a problem that they're solving, right? If there's no pain, then there's no business, right? So when I started filming weddings, I was doing it because I loved it. Like, I was doing it because I loved the first dance moments, the lovey moments, the dancing moments. Once people go to the bar 50 times, I'll make sure to follow them around to get the most fun person on their 10th shot. Like, those were the moments, right? But I fell into weddings because my family was like, hey, can you film my wedding? I look back and most my 14-year-old making wedding videos, it is not a good video. But at the time, people are like, this is the best video ever. I watched it back. It was terrible, right? But we all have to start out and just figure it out, right? And I say all this because with weddings, I realized the pain point I was solving wasn't making them a wedding video. I was making them a memory that their family is going to watch for hopefully hundreds of years. And someone's going to find it 500 years from now when it's like a hologram and whatever life's going to be. But more importantly, I was doing things that other vendors weren't doing. I heard people are late to weddings. I heard my video took 9 months to make. I heard that the wedding video guy didn't capture me walking down the aisle. So all these little moments, I'm like, oh, I could do that so much better. So I really became a video guy, but also that understood the customer wants things done right, on time, and on budget, right? So I would tell people, and to this day, the rate that you show, that rate will never raise. I'm not going to bill you gas. I'm not going to bill you shipping. I'm not going to bill you anything. And hey, we're going to take only 2 weeks to make your wedding video. And they're like, my sister's video took 9 months. So really, that is where I fell in love with business even more. It's like, these people are coming back because we did a great job, but they're also coming back because of the experience that I gave them.
Mm. Absolutely. And so you can do the same thing for a business, you know, you talk about it being so in your early years, it was a rough video. And I know that there are business owners that think that they can do all the video, the videography with their cell phone, but And that's okay for these shorts, you know, the YouTube shorts, it's fine for that. But for more professional video, I can see where it's important for them to seek out someone like yourself.
Well, it's like, yes, phones can film things. Absolutely. Zoom can film things. We're on something now. But it's the resources that have to happen after that people forget, right? So you can film stuff on your phone. It's great. But who's going to edit it? Who's going to have a hook? Who's going to add the music? Who's going to add the lower thirds? Is it going to be a boring iPhone video, which is okay? Or is it going to be a marketing video that converts and actually drives sales? So there will always be a place for iPhone videos. Always, right? And if I tell people all the time, if we make a brand video, beautiful 4K, you know, HD video, and you give me a cell phone video of your team at a team lunch and it's a bit shaky and they're waving, that fits perfectly with that. Right? But the first 3 seconds of every video are so important that you need a marketing team that understands what's going to hook a lead. And just let the experts work. And I tell these people all the time, I won't say the franchise brands that do this. I'll literally turn to them. I go, you're the chief development officer of, I won't say the brand name, and you're editing videos. I feel like your time could be used in better ways than
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, one of the things, and of course, Naturals to Go has had the pleasure of working with you guys and your team. Your team is phenomenal. I love working with your team. And okay, so it wouldn't be right if I didn't say Alvin's name, you know, so, you know, I just have to tell you that he's just fabulous to work with. But I think it's important for franchisors to understand that culture is really a big emotional selling factor. And that is something that you pick up really well. Your team picks up really well. Tell me a little bit about how, one, maybe you worked with Naturals to Go, but you probably work with other brands as well to help them convey their culture.
Yeah, so it's surprising to me whenever I see a brand video or a franchise video that's not that good or there's no story. It's because the franchisor tries to script it. And I can tell immediately because how a franchisor speaks is not how prospective people want to watch a video. We just closed. We have a brand new office. Look at this view of the skyline. And we have hot dogs at the office and a pool table. That's not, does that help? Absolutely. Yes, sure. But if people will just ask people questions, most people are just going to speak from the heart, but that takes a team that knows how to, what questions to ask to make them feel comfortable, to schedule the filming day, make sure they're in the right spot at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, so it's so much more than that, but being able to show authentically that the leadership team is happy and awesome, that the culture, like I didn't get to go to the last event, which I was so sad, but I saw the video. I actually showed my entire family and my mom turned to my dad. She's like, should we get into vending machines? And it's because I wasn't there, but I told Heath, I want to go to the next one because it looks so fun. And you guys are, you truly care about the team, right? And we didn't ask you guys, hey, make sure you care today when we're filming, like either you care or you don't, and the right team knows how to authentically capture that and capture the emotion of that. And a stat I say all the time, Harvard says 95% of people buy based on emotion, not logic. So if there are 95 leads that go to your website, I'm sorry, if there are 100 leads that go to your website, 95 of them are that much closer to signing up or booking that call if you just make them feel something. And this is where, I love how we talked about weddings here. This is where I'm bringing my passion and love and focus on emotion from the wedding days into franchising, because I'm an outsider. I got into franchising in 2019 and I'm like, where is all the story? Like, where is the emotion? Franchising changes lives. Yet why is nobody talking about this? And to this day, I'm shocked at the biggest brands out there are like, yeah, maybe we should tell our story. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy I'm here to help you. Yes, let's tell your story.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and the rule of thumb is, and I'm sure you've heard this, is that facts tell, but stories sell.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is that emotional piece that is missing from much of the marketing content that you see out there. So when you are working with a franchisor that this may be a new concept for them, how do you help them to see the power of stories and bringing that emotion to the screen?
So when I first got into franchising and when I first began my business, I would like be like, well, how do you not know about the power of video? How do you not know? This is crazy. Like, now I take it from an education point. I go, they must not know or understand because no one has tried to teach them. So when I do hit a wall with someone, I say, hey, I host a webinar every 2 weeks. Come and learn. I won't sell you. There might be a little blurb at the end. Hey, if you want to book a call, of course, but 99% of it is I'm going to give away our secrets and show you the power. I would say over half the people that work with us have gone to a webinar because they're like, oh, I didn't know video was so powerful. I think that's actually how we met Heath. I did a webinar through FBA and he's like, oh, I need this. And he just got a dog back in 2020. I forget. He got a dog. I forgot the dog's name, but I remember that detail. So that's how I approach it is I say, hey, if you're open, I have an 18-minute webinar. I'd love to show you the power of it. And after you're done watching it, if you still think I'm crazy, then you can think I'm crazy and we can stay friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I totally love that because, again, it's, when you're marketing or when you're in business, no matter what business it is, you have to always be looking at what's the freshest thing, what's coming up. So the blog post, those are fine. Everybody needs a blog post. You're not saying that what you do replaces what they're already doing. It's like this just adds more content out there for them.
Yeah. And a blog post, I tell people your ship is already out there in the ocean. Your website is built. The ship is going. Why not embed a video into your already built cruise ship? Oh, Trevor, I have to rebuild my website. I go, no, you don't. Just embed this awesome video onto your blog post that has written sound bites or written words on it. And now I read a stat from HubSpot, a video within a blog post can increase the SEO ranking by like 157%.
Oh my gosh.
Because the blog, Google pushes that because it's written content. But now if Google bots, see there's a video there. I mean, 92% of consumers watch video.
Mm-hmm.
So when people say we don't need video, it's like, I would love to try and educate you. Even if it's not us, I just want you to have video. So the blog post, great, but embed. I tell people all the time, embed, embed, embed. You don't have to recreate everything and wait 6 months to build a new website and everything. Let's just film.
Yeah, absolutely. And then that video can certainly go up on the new YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And everybody searches on YouTube, how do you? You know, how do you do this? How do you do that? Well, don't you want to be out there and capture those people that are looking for how do I start a business or how do I, how do I learn more about franchising? Then this certainly pops you up into that, their search.
Yeah, it is. HubSpot also said 92% of website visitors go to a website one time and never come back. So what are you doing to engage them and keep them there? And it's not your 30-page PDF. It's video. It's going to keep them there. It's going to hook them. It's going to engage them. They're going to be engaged. Oh, I wonder what this button is. And that's more, it's so much more than just, I have video. It's, well, is it engaging enough that you deserve the prospect's attention? That's where people need to, everyone can make video, but is it enough that you deserve someone's email and cell phone number? Half the time it's not.
That's a very good point. Trevor, we're getting close to the end of the podcast now. If someone is listening, maybe a franchisor is listening, and they're wondering, should I consider that? What final words would you like to leave them with? What final thought would you like to leave them with that might make them pick up the phone and call you?
I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's, they have to ask themselves, do they want to sell more franchises? And if they do, you need validation and emotional content of your current happy franchisees, team, consumers, and staff. It's no longer an option to not have video anymore. Mm-hmm. That's also what it is. Like, if you want to be relevant, you need to have video. Like this podcast, I love that you said it's on video. I'm like, awesome. People are more engaged. They're going to be watching this. And yeah, and if people want to get in touch with me, because the Wi-Fi went out briefly, so I'm not sure if you asked that, but we're going to go down that route. Right here is my QR code. If you scan that, that goes to our book a demo page. My cell phone's on there. Please don't spam me. You can say hi. That's a direct way to just say, hey.
Very good. And another great way to see what Trevor and his team is doing is follow them on LinkedIn, because he's always posting great content there as well. So Trevor, thanks again for taking time out and sharing some of your story about franchise filming. And I look forward to seeing you at the next conference.
Awesome, Linda. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Folks, you know that I always leave you with a little bit of a quote. This one is Albert Einstein. He says, logic will get you from A to B. Imagination will take you everywhere. So that's where filming comes in, is the imagination of Trevor and his team puts it together in a way that it is very engaging. So thanks so much for joining me today on Vibecast, and go out and live the vibe.
That's a wrap for this episode of the Vibecast. We hope you've been inspired and empowered on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on all your favorite platforms to stay connected with the Vibe community. Until next time, keep nurturing that strong vision, fueling your inspiration, and embracing a sense of belonging and empowerment. Your dreams are within reach, so keep living the Vibe.